my producer wanted to remind you that it's 50 years ago this month when police first carried out a series of dawn raids on Pacific overstayers. That was in Tamaki Makaurau here. Joining us for a corridor is Associate Professor Dr. Melanie Anai, a QSO, who's retired from the University of Auckland's Whare Pacifica after an extraordinary academic career spanning 25 years. Now, Melanie was just 17, joining the Polynesian Panthers group to protest against the then government's racist policies. That was in the early 70s, which targeted Pacific migrants, largely from Samoa and Tonga, with the infamous dawn raids. And Melanie's kindly with us to reflect on what's happened across 5 decades. Te tuhine, kia ora, Melanie. Thank you for joining us on the program once again. Ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Great to be here.
Well, time has stood still. You're still looking great, sis. Thanks very much. 50 years, eh? Who would have thought? I remember this because we must be of a similar sort of age. But it was disturbing then. That was in the early 70s. And when we think back on it, it's still disturbing now what went on. Yeah.
Oh, yes, definitely. But, hey, we've won, you know. According to the Polynesian Panthers, in our 50-year fight against social injustice and racism, we've won. We've made small but huge gains, really. We've had a Prime Minister who's apologised for the dawn raids, and what's spun out of that is we have our Ministry of Justice working on the NAPAR framework, National Action Plan Against Racism. And, you know, the recent dawn raid only last year, which has produced legislative change, that's exactly what the Panthers are fighting for 50 years now, and, you know, we're seeing some gains, and we're just really, you know, happy about it.
Yeah, I went to the apology. It was very moving, too, at the Auckland Town Hall. But I'm wondering, with this current lineup, whether or not, a cope-upper of that might have occurred. What do you think?
Oh, look, it's better knowing who you're up against than trying to work out who it is. So, you know, we're looking forward to the whawhai that might happen from here on in with the new changes in government. So, but I think, you know, there are all the changes that are being put in place are unstoppable, I think, in terms of NAPAR, in terms of that framework for an action plan against racism. And, you know, we're confident. And I think, with all our Educate to Liberate programs in schools, which have been running since, you know, nearly 12 years now, we've conscientized a whole generation of young people who will become leaders, you know, in the next few years, and they're not going to stand for racism. They know what it is. We've made them feel it. We've made them know what it feels like, and that's the, you know, the strength, I think, of our Educate to Liberate program. And not only Educate to Liberate for the kids, we've also got our Living Room program, which is now conscientizing our teachers and professionals, corporates who are out there who want to know about racism, want to understand what it's about and what it's doing to our tamariki.
Tēnā koe, can you flesh out a little some of our, and me, some of our listeners wouldn't be familiar with the Living Room kaupapa. How does that roll?
Oh, well, it's a workshop where we talk about how activism, Pacific activism, is nothing new. So we talk about the activism in our island homes. We talk about the Mau movement in Samoa, in which, you know, our leader was assassinated. We give them the history of the blackbirding in Niue, the ships that came and took our people away. You know, all that is colonial history that our kids need to be exposed to so that they can understand where racism fits in into that colonial history. You know, and so people don't know this. They just think that their history is just in Aotearoa, but we've got our ancestors who have, you know, worked against the three C's that I call, you know, call them colonialism, Christianity and capitalism, over the years to try and make life better for our people.
Yeah, well, the three C's have a lot to answer for. Mm. With the surge of new migrants, and look, sis, I realise people are coming here to give their kids a better opportunity in life. That's part of the reason we all came here. But stung at the fender, we have an expectation that those arriving are familiar with the signing of the treaty, for instance, the breaches of the ongoing injustices across time.
Yes.
And the same needs to be said of the Pacifica place in modern-day Aotearoa, doesn't it? And so the Dawn Raids fit in here. Do you think there's enough being done so that those who arrive understand the hardships of those who preceded them, including Tangata Whenua, but including this wave of Polynesian settlement? Initially, it wasn't because New Zealand was kind. It just wanted to, wanted our PI cousins to come on over and work the factory floors for minimum wages. Really, that was the driver back in the 60s and 70s. Do you think that story is well known or being promoted to new arrivees?
No, and that's why we the Panthers were disappointed with the apology or the giftings that came out of it, because we wanted the Te Tiriti to be, compulsory in our schools right through the sectors, from primary right through to tertiary. We wanted Māori studies, Pacific studies taught compulsory and made as, achieved standards in our schools, so that we have our children who are conscientizing their parents. I mean, that's what we did in the Panthers when we were 16, 17. Our parents were too busy working, trying to, settle in a new land. They tried to put food on the table, roof over our heads. So it was our generation, our New Zealand-born generation. This was our hood. So we knew that we had to do the change and stand up for our parents and communities who are just trying to, survive. So, I mean, this is what we're trying to get into the kids these days is to make life better for our parents who struggled to make a life here in New Zealand. And so they don't know anything. The recent migrants don't know anything about Te Tiriti. They are, engaged in the rhetoric of the dominant group in terms of the negative aspects of it. And so we need to conscientize them again and inform them and educate them. One of our points in our platform is educate to liberate. So that's what we were pushing for in our apology, in terms of our educative giftings that we were pushing. So it's slowly happening. It is. I mean, we've got every confidence that the kids that we've been talking to over these decades, that they all make Aotearoa a better place than it is now. Or when we grew up as kids. So, yeah, it's looking good. I think, with the whole purpose of our apology was wanting to look, the beast is institutional racism. There's different racisms, but institutional systemic racism is the one we need to take care of and change. And it's just fraught throughout all of government policy and legislative acts, which are remnants of the colonial history. So we need to work towards changing that legislation to make a more fair and just society. And watch out, anyone who stands in our way.
Well, it does appear that, look, we're all the same. If you go with the rhetoric that's coming out of the ACT Party, when you signed to the treaty that allowed us to take the reins, we're all one New Zealand. Well, I say, well, that's nice and rich when you've stolen all the best farming land in the country, and you've got generations of dairy farmers who prefer to look the other way rather than confront the reality of how they came to be on this productive whenua.
Yeah, well, that's what government's done decades. It's just misinformation, disinformation. It's just laughable, and I think that's how we have to treat it. We just need to put our heads down and bum up and do what we're doing anyway, and that's, acknowledging Te Tiriti, acknowledging who the tangata whenua are, acknowledging the sovereignty of Aotearoa, and that we are all united. Pacific and Māori have a common heritage, where we are, fighting for our, against the three C's, which has so dominated us over the last century or so.
Well, let's acknowledge the resilience of our Pacifica peoples here. Per capita, for instance, I think perhaps our Tongan academics have been just outstripped mainstream numbers. It could be the same for Samoan. Despite all of the the challenges that the Pasifika community have faced across those past 50 years, there's a real resilience. And now there's no unravelling the whakapapa lines that make this a very special country. I don't know if you're aware too, because it's not something that's been promoted front and centre, but today's actually Race Relations Day, celebrated globally. And it was put together in 03, and it's acknowledging the killing of 69 black protesters at Sharpeville in South Africa in 1960, Melanie. So here we are with what some would say are a right-wing racist government. Some people are referring to the coalition government in that way. So while we've come a long way, still a long way to go now.
Yeah, and I think we can work with them. We can work with the dominant group. We, you know, as Panthers, we couldn't achieve what we did on our own. So, you know, we surrounded ourselves with like-minded groups and people who know what the enemy is, which is racism. And so, you know, we can do this as a country together. I'm just so confident that we can. And we'll have a younger generation which will agree with that. So we don't, when we go and give our talks, our living room, that we don't polarise people. We don't want to do that. You know, we have to work with people who are like-minded. So it's just getting the mainstream to understand what racism is. They don't have a clue. They don't. They haven't felt it like us, and we feel it every day. We wake up to it. We have breakfast with it. We go to school with it. We go to work with it. It's in the bus. It's in our libraries. It's everywhere we go every day. And until our dominant group have an understanding of what that feels like, then no change will happen. But I've got every confidence that we can do this. New Zealand, as you say, is unique. Aotearoa is a beautiful country to live in, and I think we have the best race relations in the world, even though it's not perfect, but it's better than any other Western country out there. And I think we can do it together as a nation.
It's great catching up with you again, Melanie. Thanks so much for all of your mahi as well through the academic space over the years. And it's right that we do acknowledge 50 years have passed since those first dawn raids, such a stain on our race relations history in this country, and let us never forget what was occurring for Pasifika people all those years ago. Joining us, Melindiano, one of the Polynesian Panthers, and I appreciate you sharing some time with us. Tuhine tēnā koe.
Yeah, I still love it.
Kia ora. Ori ori kia koe. It was 6:03. We've got a little bit of audio of sort of dawn raidy things. Can you imagine, knocks at the door 3 a.m, kids scurrying to protect their uncles, their aunties, their nannies. Very sad stuff. Okay, it was 6:03, it's 9:24. Catherine Manning joining us